Log Talk Radio.
Trouble sleeping. That's why. So, I was up a bit last night myself, always kind of affected by the full moon. Anyways, life is certainly interesting, isn't it? And time is flying by. And every time I say that, every time I think about that, how fast it's going, I just want to be in the moment and enjoy my life. And I hope you feel the same way. If it's not, things aren't working for you, it's time to change things around. And you can talk to your angels. This is the part I absolutely love. You can change things around by changing your thoughts. So you allow yourself to just relax and say, okay, angels, I'm done at this job. Or, okay, angels, I am done with this relationship. Okay, angels, I'm ready to move. Just say yes to the universe. And I've talked about this before, but it's always important. Reminders are always important. And there were certain things that seem to come up, maybe it's strategically seemed to come up for my husband and I. We've been talking about this lately. Maybe it's because he's 59 and I'm 62. And you reach that 60 mark and it's you kind of freak out. And it's like, wow. Now your health becomes twice as important as it did, of course, when you were 30 or 20 or even 40. And how grateful we are that we, you know, have both paid attention and that we supplement and, you know, we eat well and things like that. I had gotten a message from someone who had contacted, well, I had posted, if you look on my Facebook page, I posted a picture of my smoothie that I make every morning. And the when I was making it the other day, it's like, wow, look at all the layers. You can see it so clearly. And so I thought I'd share it. I took a picture, and then I blended it, and I put that picture, and it's like, this is my morning ritual. And somebody was interested in what's in it because they said it looked good. And then that person explained to me that they had had shingles and had been in the hospital and had been on morphine for shingles. And I had no idea. I mean, I know that shingles can be extremely painful. I didn't realize that that was the treatment, you know, that they give, which my husband then made a comment because he had just had hernia surgery a couple of weeks ago. He said, yeah, that's what they gave me, morphine. And, you know, even after surgery, I had already said, here, take an extra liver detox before you go to bed and help your body, you know, get rid of the junk that's in there because we're not used to that kind of stuff. The point I'm making is shingles is a virus, and they try to convince you to get a vaccine, but if you've already got the shingles, I don't understand how the vaccine, which is injecting shingles into your body, can help you fight off what you already have. So, and that I'm not a scientist, so maybe somebody knows more than I do. However, point being, any virus that you get, and shingles is a virus, and it happens to older people. The reason it happens to older people is because we are malnourished, because we're not getting what we need, because as we get older, the body is making cells every day, but it doesn't have the nutrition to make newer, stronger cells every day. And those of us who are on this spiritual path, and many of us are baby boomers, sometimes we don't realize that your spiritual work is also made with your body. Your spiritual work includes your physical body. You can't hold the higher frequency and be comfortable. You can hold it, but you won't be very comfortable if your physical body isn't capable of holding that high a frequency, and that frequency is held in yourself. And if your cells are mediocre or getting old as it's trying to create newer, stronger cells and it can't, you're going to find yourself tired and listless and sick and things like that. So the title of today's show, I Leave Behind Limits and Step Into My Power, this is what it's about. And when I messaged this person back, I said, you have to boost your immune system so that you won't have to ever deal with shingles again. And I told my husband, I said, the problem is you can tell somebody this. Here you can be young. You can be healthy. You don't have to get old. Your digestion can be good. Your skin can look good. You don't have to turn into a wrinkled, sickly mess as you get older. You have the power here. I said, this is what I tell people. And the thing that drives me crazy, because I'm very tall and I usually wear heels. Those of you who know me, I love my shoes, my 5-6-inch heels of some kind or another. So I'm quite a majestic, I guess, tall figure walking through any room. I mean, it's like I'm 6'3", you know. I have had people approach me. I'm slender. I work out. But anyways, I've had people approach me and they say, oh, this is an actual experience. Oh, you're so lucky that you are thin. You're just so lucky. I said, this is not luck. I said, I work out, I eat well. And the person who said that to me just shook their head and said, no, you're just lucky. They didn't even want to hear that it takes work to be healthy. There is no luck involved in your spiritual path. There is no luck involved in your physical body. There's no luck in any of this. If you want things to be simple and easy, if you want things to be wonderful in your life and have the abundance that you deserve, you need to believe it. You need to know it. You need to quit fretting. You need to quit having the ego take over every time something happens. This takes practice and discipline, because we have been taught in our physical world that we have no control over anything. If a physical something shows up for me, I immediately say to my angels, okay, what do I need to take care of this? Because we are shifting and changing, not just on a spiritual level as we get into a higher frequency, but on a physical level. So I know even when I'm sick, I am releasing, or my body is moving towards that balance that it needs to have. And it was interesting because I read an article by Cryon, which is Lee Carroll. Cryon is a angel that speaks through Lee Carroll. You may have some of the books. But anyways, this was in 2012. I read this, that you will get sick. You will get colds. It is your body making the adjustment for the higher frequency. I went through that this year in a big way, and so did people that I know who are shifting and changing in many, many different ways as they rise up in frequency. And it really upset me, because how much better can I take care of myself? How much more can I do? And as we change into that higher frequency, and I spent my first couple months of summer being very tired and craving watermelon, this continuous, which is a kidney, good for the kidneys, helps cleans out the kidneys and the bladder and things like that. And now, as I'm looking back, it's like, wow, I have energy, I feel good, I'm sleeping well. What a transition, you know, to move up in frequency. And then I have listened, I have added some things to my personal diet. I have taken some supplements away that I no longer needed anymore. But I am that in tune to my physical body. And yeah, pat me on the back. I'm proud of myself. A lot of people don't ever get there. And this is what you have to do. Because most people that I know, something happens. They don't feel good. Their back is out, their, you know, stomach's up, whatever. They don't feel good. And the first thing they do is walk into a doctor's office. Well, your doctor's office is in business to sell you pharmaceuticals. Now, for something like my husband's hernia, that's their job. Yay, that's where they shine. For your average everyday stuff, guess what? You should be in tune with what's going on in your body. Nobody should know. Nobody should give you. You should know your body better than anybody else. I know what's going on with me more than anyone else. And if I don't know, I'll say, okay, angels, what do I need? And what I need comes to me. I'll get that. All of a sudden, the light bulb goes off, the window opens and says, here's something that will be good for you. And I'm able to clear this up. There's lots of amazing products out there. Somebody contacted me and said, oh, I know you take care of yourself. Here's this line of products I want you to take a look at. Well, they were a wonderful line of products. I'm sure they were very high quality. Everything was measured for you. Everything was counted out for you. And that's a great way to start. You know, if you're not in good shape, if you're not in good health, that's a great way to start. What I have found over the years, though, is that it changes constantly. There are things that I've been taking forever. it seems like, and there are other things that I took for a little while and now I'm done. Because our body constantly changes. The way I eat, how often I eat is changing. I'm trying, you know, and I work with it to allow myself to be the healthiest that I can be. But no doctor is going to tell me that. Am I telling you not to go to the doctor? I'm telling you to go within. I'm telling you to leave behind your limits. I'm telling you to step into your own power, whether it's a spiritual power, you need money, or a healing power for your physical body. There is nothing that you have in your life at this time that cannot be fixed or cured. You are unlimited. The problem is you don't believe you are. The problem is you step into a doctor's office and immediately you give away your power. Here I have, IBS? Irritable bowel syndrome. Well, hello. If you're blocked in the colon, if you cannot eliminate, you need to change your friggin' diet. If you go to a doctor, and I'm saying this from experience of a friend of a friend, you know, who's just a mess from all the medications that the doctors have given her, and that people at my age or in their 50s and 60s, you know, were able to count, how many medications do you take? 6, 7, 10? Come on, really? All you're doing is giving the pharmaceutical companies their profits. When you leave behind your limits, you are stepping into your power of what do I need, and the universe supplies you with what you need. I sent my smoothie recipe to that person, and I'm going to send them the 6-week clean-out diet. When you start feeding yourself well, you are showing that you love yourself. I've talked about this before. Without loving yourself, you're not going to get the answers that you need. If you're not in present moments, you're not going to get the answers that you need. So as I was sharing this type of conversation with my husband last night, I said, there are times when I wake up in the middle of the night and say, what if I'm wrong? What if this is a bunch of crap? What if I'm wrong? And that's the ego, because that's fear. And fear is always ego. Always. Always, 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 always. And, you know, then I have to bring myself back to the higher frequency where spirit is and understand that. As I told my husband, I said, then I look around and I see how well I am taken care of, how everything I need comes to me, everything I need and want shows up with it being easy. Easy peasy. And so I'm not wrong. Evidently, I'm quite right about this, and so can you be. So the thing that you're looking at here is, what is it that you want? And then tap into the fear. Hold on, I have to switch my speaker for just a moment. And then you need to look into the fear when you think about, well, I want to move, and then fear pops up. Or I want to leave this relationship, and then fear pops up. Fear of, oh my God, what are you going to do? Yeah, that's the ego telling you you're not unlimited. That's the ego telling you you got to stay right where you're at. What about your job? Maybe you hate your job, right? And all I'm telling you is you don't have to leave your job today. Just say yes.
Just say you're ready for something new, something different, something better, something more, something. I'm ready, angels. I'm ready to move on into the higher frequency. That's what it's all about. This is where your power lies. This is your superpower. You are that person. You have the superpower of being able to create the life that you want. And it always works. It always works, which is what I told my husband last night. I said, you know, it just works. It works. I don't know how else to say it. But there's a line that gets drawn. If you're seeing the world through physical eyes, if you're just seeing what your doctor says, or you're just seeing what your ego tells you, you know, these days our bodies are fighting a lot, not a little bit, a lot. We got pollution, it's in our water. We got Fukushima that's still, maybe you're not aware, it is still dumping radiation into the ocean. So you're told to eat fish, and then, you know, is it from the North Pacific? That's what I want to know. Or you want to eat shrimp. Is it from the Gulf where they're, you know, poisoned the Gulf of Mexico? There's a lot of things that you could sweat and be worried about. But what I'm saying is it's a challenge. It's about how can I be as healthy as I need to be. How can I be happy? How can I have joy? Because when you understand that any limitation, any belief of can't, won't, shouldn't, is your ego holding you back. Is the physical, you are buying into the game that the powers that be in our physical world want you to buy into. I tell people we have no health insurance. I tell people I haven't been to a doctor in 25 years. You ought to see my father-in-law. He absolutely blows a gasket. What? What do you do when you get a cold? I take a bunch of vitamin C and some herbal remedies. What do you do when you get the flu? Well, most of the time I don't get the flu, you know. Don't get constipation because, oh, yeah, I'm eating well. Oh, my body is in balance, yes. My thyroid issues are gone. Yes. Took care of that, healed my asthma. Yes, 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 yes. Amazing. It is available to us in a lot of different ways. And lately it's been kind of interesting watching the progression of cannabis and marijuana and hemp, how it's all been banned because it would really, 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 and it's coming up, though. And what you're finding is for marijuana and cannabis is that people are getting off their opiates, their pain pills, and are living better lives because of this. And I'm not telling you to jump up and go get some marijuana. I don't know, maybe try it. But it's all out there for us. Everything you need is there for you. And if you choose to trust what the powers that be tell you, and they also keep us separate. They tell you to hate this person and dislike that person and that it's all the immigrants' fault or it's the black guy that's in office, any of these things. If
if you go anywhere and you're in your church or you're with your friends or whatever, and they want you to be separate from other people, or they think that one group is better than another, you need to walk away from that crap. We are all in this together. And the universe is bringing these stresses to us for us to open up our hearts and see things more clearly. Whether it's in your physical body or whether it's in your emotional body, whatever. There's a new show on Netflix, and I am a Netflix girl. It's been sticking in my brain. It's the first season. It's called Clever, C-L-E-V-E-R, like you're very clever. One word, clever man. And it's about a species that's always been there, that has come out, and that they are now the pariahs. And, of course, you know, that the white guy is always so much better than, you know, everybody else. So, once again, I am looking at something of, wow, this very spiritual, strong group of people, because they are different. We are all one, and the universe works for us all. And there's no such thing as competition, and there's no such thing that somebody can take away your good unless you believe they can take away your good. These are limiting belief systems. So if you can come around to go, what do I really feel about this situation? This is where being in present moment and being aware of where your thoughts are going, this deep soul examination, oh, I can't change jobs, and the fear comes over you. Well, ask yourself, why can't I change jobs? What am I afraid of? I can't leave this person. Okay, what are you afraid of? You'll never find anybody else? When we dig into the soul of who we are, when we dig into the beliefs that we have, we can find that we have picked up what has been taught, not just in this lifetime, but for centuries, that you are limited, that you aren't worthy, that you have to go through a ritual, or only the good people have money. I don't care what the limiting belief system is. We have to overcome it. And this is the time on the planet when we can do that, because it's 2016. We're in crown chakra energy, and next year we go higher. Are you understanding? I leave behind limits. But if you can tap into those limits and those belief systems and write them down, here's what I'm feeling. And then next to it, give yourself something that, a little affirmation or something that gets rid of that when it pops up for you. I had to do it. I realize, as I've picked through things over the years, things that stood out for me, and I let them go, those limits go. I don't think there's any reason I should be aging. I don't think there's any reason that I can't have everything I want and be abundant. And by the way, I have everything I want, and I am abundant. I love my life. There are some things that we are manifesting at this time, my husband and I, where we want to go and what we want to do. And it's funny that the way it comes around, because something happens and we make a decision, and then a day or two later I'll think, you know, I was hoping to have this and this and this, and now because of what happened 2 days ago, we can do that. I love the way that works. Most of the time it happens, things change, And it's not always traumatic, and it's not always, you know, mind-boggling. It just, something happens. And now it frees you up to do something else. Oh, okay. Just going with the flow. Can you do that? When I was first on this journey, spiritual journey, I realized I was addicted to the chaos. I was addicted to the negative. I was addicted to having things go wrong. It was a habit. Some of you have spent 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, being in a particular belief system, you know, of fear or whatever. And now this spiritual stuff comes around and it's in your life. And the reason it's in your life is because somewhere along the way you were tired of the fear. And somewhere along the way you said, it would be nice not to live this way, or there must be more to life than this, or I deserve more, something along those lines. And you find yourself completely discontent with the way your life has been. That's how it works. That's how it should be. Old friends don't want to hang around with you anymore. I don't want to live my life in chaos. I don't want to live my life in fear. I don't want to. I'm just doing what I do. Do this radio show. I made that movie. It was shown at Unity last Friday night. I'm going to a psychic fair this Sunday. I posted a picture of my smoothie on Facebook, and somebody said, wow, what's in it? I might need this. And this person was so kind because they said, can I pay you for this? I said, no. I'll send anybody my smoothie recipe and 6-week clean-out diet. With links to things that will truly, really boost your immune system. It's amazing, isn't it? This is all this work that I did on myself. All this loving myself, I shouldn't call it work, because what actually happened was that I shifted energy from hating life and hating myself to loving life and loving myself, and it came the other way first. It was loving myself, and then I started to love life. And within that came my husband. I told my husband, I said, well, I know stuff. He says, yeah, you know a lot of stuff. And I ended up knowing stuff now because my health was not good when I started this journey, which is the reason that I ended up on this journey. Because when I started working with taking natural good care of my physical body, trying to boost my immune system, get out of the chronic fatigue and all that, that's when the chakras started open up. That's when the spiritual stuff started happening. So it was mine was the opposite. I started working on my physical body, and the spiritual body then went, woohoo, let's do this. And then it's been back and forth ever since. But for many of you, it's the spiritual body first, and then the physical body is the last to catch up. It's a journey. I can look back on the journey and I learned and I learned and I learned and I remember stuff, because most of the time the stuff that I'm learning, I don't want to have to go through that particular issue again. I don't want to be sick. I don't want, you know, to be miserable. It's like I'm never going to do this again. And I made a commitment for it. Maybe that's what you need to do. Say yes to the universe and say, okay, I'm ready to leave this situation Or let's change this situation for love. Let's show me joy, angels. Maybe that's what you need to do. All of you who are listening, whether live or in the archives, you're here for a reason. You have limits. We all have limits. That's what we've been taught. We've literally been brainwashed in the scenario that of this life, of this physical world. We've been brainwashed that we have no power, whether it's through the church or politics or school or whatever. So examine what your inner voice is telling you and leave behind those limits and step into your power. There's no reason why you can't. There's no reason why you shouldn't, other than fear of your ego, right? I'm going to take the callers now. Thank you, those who are listening, and those who listen in the archives. I can't believe it's fall. Okay. I said that because, wow, time is flying by. But I have a 480 who's been holding the longest. If you have called in the last 30 days, I would really appreciate it if you not, that you wait 30 days. I didn't say that. I never say that well. Wait 30 days before you call and ask anything again. Because any information I give you, you can get from your angels. There's no big secret to this, except that I'm not emotionally attached to the issue, so I might be able to pick up something maybe you're blocking. But if you do what I say, you know, why am I not understanding this? Give me clarity, angels. Okay, I'll move on because there's quite a few callers today. 480, you're first. You've been holding the longest. Give me your name and where you're calling from. I know it's in Arizona somewhere. Hello? Hello? Could be they're listening at work or something like that. Okay, stay on the line, 480, and listen away. Let's go to my next longest. I have another Arizonian on there. Okay, I believe it's, 904. 904, wait. And if you, I hope something's not screwed up here. Hello, 904?
Hello, this is Mercedes girl from Florida.
Hi, honey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
You was
good.
To me, you was totally on point. My lady I ride with most days, her mom just turned 71 yesterday, and she was sharing with me that her mom takes like 17 pills. It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God. You even wonder how that person is still able to function and still alive at all, you know, in regards to that, because bless her heart, you know, they got, anyways, yes.
So some of those drugs counteract each other, you know?
Exactly. And
I mean, from what I've heard, not from experience.
No, me either. But yes, from what I've heard and studies that have been shown. And the problem is, like I said, that we have been taught to give our power over to the doctor who is working for a for-profit pharmaceutical company, and really that's all the doctors know. They don't know nutrition. They just want to give you drugs.
Right.
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 So, girlfriend, I got to tell you, you get a high five and an attagirl from the angels. You are doing well, and they're telling me that the high five and an attagirl is because of something that happened recently, and I don't think you know the impact of the positive energy that you brought into a situation. And they are literally thanking you and sending you love. I don't know if you understand that, what I just said.
I heard you. I understood what you said. I'm just going to have to think back.
Okay.
And,
I'm not sure how far back that goes. You know, for angels, there's no time.
Yeah.
Your positiveness, I guess the point is that your positiveness affects other people. And the seeds are planted more than you realize. Just your, even sometimes your sweet smile. So keep it up, girl. You got it. Things
okay.
are moving in your direction. Things are moving
okay.
in your direction.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Not a real question, but I had a job interview on Tuesday that, you know, wasn't too, I mean, it was more relaxed. And it's, you know, with a company that is family-owned, going into the fourth generation, feel like I'm going to be a good fit for, like, administrative / accounts receivable. And so anyway, an organization I go to on Thursdays to do job searches, they helped me with my thank you letter. So it's in the mail today, and the guy told me to follow back up with him in 2 weeks, and he expects to fill the position in about a month. So I'm saying that to say I can't wait till I get it, because I want to do a private reading with you as soon as I get my first or second paycheck.
Excellent. I'm going to tell you this. The angels are saying, I want to get it right, have fun now while you can, while you got a little freedom under your belt. And just feel positive. Say thank you. Be in gratitude every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my new job and my new work. And this or something better, angels, just handle that. You are in their care. So you go, girl,
okay.
and stay positive.
Okay.
And many blessings
All right.
to you. Take care.
All right. All
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, that's great. The world is moving forward. I'm so happy for her. Next on the agenda. Ah, here we go. 248. 248, you are on the air. Hello there.
Hello, Linda. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer in Canada. How are you today,
Hi.
My dear?
I'm good, and I'm wondering, you were talking about letting go of the limitations, and I know that you have things that we can say to ourselves every day, but is there any sort of magic wand that can help you get rid of your limitations?
It is, first, becoming aware of them is the most important thing. There is no magic wand. Other than if you find yourself clenching in your solar plexus over a particular situation, or if you find yourself feeling negative, or if you don't have any of that going on, you just say, okay, angels, show me what I need to know. Give me clarity. Give me wisdom and understanding. And then you will be presented with those things that limit you. And in that moment, you can say, I choose to release this. Now, there is, as a cookie-cutter thing where you, like, get rid of everything, I have a great affirmation, and it is in the chat room, as if you may be listening. Did I lose you? Oh, I did lose you. Hopefully you're, okay, ooh. I can't believe the line went dead. Okay, you have been dropped, but hopefully you're still listening. And go to the affirmation. Or you can just say, you know what, angels, I am releasing all limitations, and I choose, I am in my power. And have it be in present moment. I release all limitations, and I step into my power today. Show me my joy. I am open to receive all my good. And keep it. Oh, is that you? Yes, there you are. Okay. Did you hear
Sorry.
All that, honey?
No, but you know what? I'll go back in the archives and hear him.
No. That's okay. Let me tell you, because I got this. I got this now. The angel said, for you, Just say, I leave behind all my limitations, angels. Start your day with this. I leave behind all my limitations, and today I step into my power. I am open to receive all my good. Show me my joy. And what will happen is there may be some things that you need to be aware of. There may be some negative thought forms that you need to be aware of, and the angels will put that in front of your face. So the more you're in present moment, the more you're aware, and the more you're in gratitude and, you know, say that positive statement, the faster you're going to clear the junk out. But when it pops up, be aware of it and say, I release this to you, angels. I release this to you. Okay?
Okay.
Awareness is amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you were talking about diets before, and I've always, you know, been prone to weight gain and keeping it on, and it doesn't matter. I can diet and weight doesn't come off. But I know it's because my mom did a whole, you know, whatever she did to me when I was a kid, more of a competitive thing because she was always skinny and how dare I look good.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Let me help you with
this.
First of all, that's
okay.
A belief system. That's a belief system,
yeah,
right there. That has been set up from the time you were a little girl. And
mm-hmm.
So there's a little girl inside you that fights with you in regards to this. So you have an emotional part of this, but there's also another part of this. It's about loving yourself. And I am happy to send you my smoothie recipe and my clean-out diet. And if you have trouble connecting with that little girl inside of you, which I don't think you will, what I want you to do is just, like, go into, laying in bed tonight, say, close your eyes and visualize a safe place for yourself and invite her in and tell her she is absolutely beautiful just the way she is and that we are going to love ourselves to be the healthiest we can be. Because it's if we move from, oh, I want to be skinny, to, oh, I want to be the healthiest I can be, and then your body can start to shift to where the physical body is comfortable. I always had weight issues. That's why it frustrates me so when people say, oh, you're so lucky. It's like, there is no luck here. And they don't want to hear it. Maybe they mm-hmm. want to think that somebody out there was born this way because it gives them an excuse not to have to try. I wasn't born that way, so I can't do it. And that's a belief system. Just like the belief system, do you see they're so intricate and it's woven into us that we don't even realize some of those little belief systems that we have that actually have a huge impact in our life. There's no reason why you can't be the size that you want, but there is a blockage there. And does that help clear it up for you?
It does. I don't think I focus on trying to help myself enough. And you're right. I know how to do it. I know how to connect to the girl, but I don't do it. I do it for everybody else but myself.
Exactly. And this is where...
Mm-hmm.
This is the refinement. The higher in frequency you go, my dear, the more refined, the more intricate these issues become, and the more and the deeper we go inward. And then all you know, the weight issue, it's not about what we think it's about. It's about loving yourself enough to make the right choices. Because every now and then she pops up with the frustration and you end up eating junk, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I, oh, I can remember, you know, binging. I buy a bag of Hershey's chocolate kisses. I'll have two the first day. That's so good of me. I'm just going to have two. And by the third day, the bag's gone. So you know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I'm not much of a binger. I'm not a terrible eater, but when I follow a diet and I, you know,
we don't want you to diet because that's what mom did to you. Thank you for bringing that up, by the way. There
okay.
is no such thing as a diet. What we're with my, I call it the 6-week clean out diet, but I tell people this is how I eat every day. So you have to figure out a way to eat that shows that you love yourself, where your body can be nourished. And when your body is nourished, you find that your body will naturally go to a weight that is comfortable and slender. You won't have this obsession. But your mother forced the diet, or your mother pushed the diet. And every time you do diet, your little girl inside of you just kind of freaks out. How about we eat really organic, good food, get rid of the milk products, get rid of, carbs, and just have fun learning to eat well. And it's so interesting because I just got this little piece of equipment from Amazon, and it takes zucchini. You put a zucchini in it, and you spin it, and it makes zucchini noodles. I mean, this is like spaghetti. And I made this recipe with shrimp and garlic and butter. And olive oil with Italian seasonings and tomatoes in there and some other wonderful fresh organic. And it's like eating a bowl of spaghetti. I love Parmesan cheese, so I put that on there. And it's like there are – and it's – I hate to cook, but my husband says I'm an amazing cook, and it's like pisses me off. I tell him I pull the recipes out of my butt, and he says, well, it works really good, honey, you know. But there can be fun connected with this. Feeding yourself well can be fun. Now, if you want my smoothie recipe and the clean out, which I would recommend is the way you live. But you have to be, and you will be able to do that when you come around to loving yourself. Because when you feed yourself really, really well, you will love yourself. And so get out of the see, that's a belief system that I must diet. And what these intricate little belief systems that penetrate into our lives that keep us from moving forward. It's like a lifestyle, having body movement and the challenge of eating organic. Let's eat everything organic. You know, that type of thing. Make it fun. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, and I'll do that tonight.
If you want my the stuff, just email me, and I'll be happy to send that to you with links that are on Amazon of some amazing things that boost your immune system so you don't even have to worry about flu season. And really make you give you more energy and that kind of thing. Because what year were you born, dear?
It's 1970.
Okay, so yeah, you're getting into that place where the metabolism really slows down, and it gets really, really, really harder and harder and harder to keep the weight off. And because food is so processed and so crappy, and it's not really food. We have to deal with the challenge of what works for my body, you know. So just email me. And by the way, you're going to do this, by the way, just letting you know. And you're going to be like in awe of how amazing you are. And that's what
Yay.
You lack at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, girl. And thanks.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Ah, I love this stuff. I really do love this stuff. Where am I going? Oh, there's the 904. Oh, 910, I think. Did I talk to you? You're at 31 minutes. Hold on, 910?
Hi.
910? Hi. Okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jay. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey, Jay. How's it going? Still in North Carolina, eh?
Yes.
Haven't manifested
yes.
your ride out of there yet?
No.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yes.
good. Because, and especially the gal that I was just talking to, because it is amazing the intricate little belief systems that we have that actually block us from stepping into our power and moving forward. So what is your question today, my friend?
I don't know if I had a specific question. I actually have been getting a lot on this 31 minutes, and I think there's another caller that seems to call, or whenever I call, I hear her, and it's always awesome to hear her. And I feel like we get similar messages.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just really calling to check in.
Okay. The self-examination is the thing that nobody wants to do. And like I said, the caller that I just had who didn't even realize that she had that belief system that is keeping her from having the physical body that she wants. And for you, you know, I'm looking at your energy, and it is so much better than it was. Yay, you get a high five and an attaboy. So the thing about this is because your aura is looking so much better and your energy is feeling better, you are stepping into your power. And slow when we do that, as I said, angels, I want to leave behind my limits and step into my power. What do I need to know? And it will be put in front of your face. The thing that we have to watch out for is the ego that pops up and says, this is impossible, this can't happen, it's, you know, you're crazy or that is crazy or whatever. You have the wisdom of the ages within you. And I think I've said something along these lines before. You have no idea your actual purpose and where this is going to take you. Whatever you are experiencing now is so about solidifying within you the power that you have. And you're strong, and your ego is strong, and you are stubborn. You are stubborn, you are stubborn, you are stubborn. And the right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why you are where you are at. And every time you have a success over that stubbornness and the ego, it moves you even closer to your actual purpose, which I don't know what it is, and maybe you don't either, but just trust me. You carry the wisdom of the ages within you, and what you are going through now is divine. And we get frustrated because it's not happening fast enough, and that is a belief system. We get upset because it doesn't seem to be coming in the manner in which we think it should, which is also ego and belief system. When you can finally relax into this process and start picking through these very intricate belief systems and letting them go, then, my friend, you have that power. And it's an interesting thing for me. I'm 62 this year, and I told my husband, I said, you know, I just am not ready to give up, Goddess. I just am not ready to be old. And most people say I look around 40, which is fine. The better I take care of myself, the younger I look. But it's not just that. It's the freedom of being who I really am, and that's where you're going. And that's what you are experiencing. That's what the journey is about. So don't get discouraged. Just keep at it, my friend. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Don't go yet, people. I know. I'm long-winded today. I got a 917. 917, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, we talked before, so if you want, you can take other calls. It's fine.
Okay, sweetie. All right, thank you. My switchboard is just weird, people, so I apologize for that. And, of course, I don't pay attention because I'm in this energy. But I do know. Okay, 520. 520, you're there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good, good. 520, that's Arizona, right? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Stephen
Incholo.
Hi, Linda.
Okay.
It's Sandra and Stephen. How are you? This is my neighbor I was telling you about.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How are you? Hey, and thank you so much for teaching me the soul clearing. He let me do a session on him.
Excellent. How'd it go?
Good.
Good, or did it go like, wow?
Yeah, it was wow. It was great.
Okay, wow is good, because wow is like, wow, this shit really works. That's what wow is. Okay, who's you, one of you have a question, or are you just calling to tap in?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the angels had to say.
The angels are saying, I don't know if you all have had an opportunity to listen to this whole radio show, and if you haven't, I really want you to go into the archives when it's done and listen to the whole thing. What is your name again, honey?
My name is Stephen.
Stephen? Sweetie,
yes.
Your journey up to this point has kind of sucked, and you have tapped into something very powerful here with your dear friend. But what I want you to understand is there was a reason for that journey, and that you just need to understand who you really are. And you keep, the thing about this is you keep looking outside of yourself to get approval from other people. And other people aren't going to get you. Okay? You have to go through the process that was explained to you, and you've got to validate yourself. And you need to understand that once you do that, your life is going to change. In order for your life to change, you have got to start accepting yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself, and say, okay, I am unique. I am different. I'm a spiritual being, and angels give me wisdom and understanding, and I am ready to move into my power. And you have to do this, or you will remain stuck. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the belief systems you have about yourself, the belief thoughts and ideas, most of them are not true. You are amazing, and you have a very good heart, and you're very, very, very creative. And it's time for you to start tapping into that instead of trying to make it, trying to fit in with what the physical world would have you fit into. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of?
Yeah.
I've been telling him this.
Excellent. You're right on. Listen to your friend here. Come on. And I know it's
difficult. I'm listening.
All right. And he should probably read my book. So.
Okay.
Loan him my book. Or go on Kindle if you have Amazon Kindle. Anyways, now that you have this information, your life will never be the same. So you could try to run away from this, and it's just going to be in your face even more. So you might as well just say yes to the angels, yes to the universe. I want to leave behind my limits and step into my power. I'm ready for my good. You might as well just say yes. So, because now you can't get away. You asked for help. The universe has made you help. And time to move forward. So, and once you know stuff, you can't unknow it.
Yeah, okay.
Take care, and thank you, honey, for bringing them here. Do you need anything today?
No, I'll just call in next week because I know you're busy and you, so you can
yeah,
get another caller.
More. But you're a cutie patootie. You're doing good. Way
thanks.
To go, girl.
It was good talking to you.
Oh, what a sweetie. If anybody has any questions about what she was talking about, that's the Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioner's course. She she took it one-on-one with me. This always works. Anybody has any doubts? I got a seat. Did I miss anybody? So I think I got 904. I'm going to tap in. Did you, 904, did you get to ask your question?
Yes, ma'am, Mercedes girl.
Oh, yes, God. You see, my memory's like out the door when I'm doing this. Okie dokie. Let me see if there's anybody else. Blessings, my dear. Enjoy. Let me see if I missed anybody. I don't think so. I got the 48. Oh, I think I got the 480. We've talked, right? 480? Yes, they're still listening. Excellent. Okay, everybody then. Till next time, and the thought of limiting my radio show, and then the angels fill it with callers. So we're doing good here. As long as we continue to do good, I will continue to do the radio show. If you need any information about me, please go to my website. You can contact me there, email me, or whatever. Everybody, I will be back next Thursday. Oh, man, in the meantime, leave behind your limits and step into your power. Thank you very, very much. It's been an awesome hour plus. Take care. Bye-bye.